And now, Lamb, over here.
We hear the story of the man who had a, well, he had a little rough time.
Oh, we all do.
Yeah, we all have rough times. But this is the story of this man and a finance company who had a policy of not repossessing a delinquent's car until the very last resort.
Mm-hmm, that's nice.
And so they decided to appeal to this man after waiting for a year without a payment. They appealed to his pride, and they wrote him a letter. It said, "What would your neighbors think if we took away that fine new car of yours?" They thought this would bring about a quick reply and a check. Mm-hmm. And it did. Well, not the check, but the reply. The man wrote back, "I took up the matter with my neighbors, and they all agree it'd be a dirty trick."
Candy kisses, wrapping paper, mean more to you than any of mine. Candy kisses, wrapping paper, he'd rather have them any old time. You don't mean it when you whisper those sweet love words in my ear. Candy kisses, out of dreams, dear. I thought that you were building one too. Now my castles all have fallen, and I am left alone and blue. Once my
keyboard of the piano, and Al Lamb over here. No, that's wrong. At the keyboard of the piano, Al Lamb and Joe Martin over here.
That's better.
Oh, I don't get confused, really. You know, we like to tell the stories of the children because the old adage that out of the mouths of babes come the wise sayings.
That's
true.
Very true, yes.
For example, the teacher who was explaining to the class the meaning of the word recuperate. Recuperate. And she said, "Now, Tommy, when your father has worked hard all day, he's very tired and worn out, isn't he?" Tommy said, "Yes, ma'am." She says, "Then when night comes and his work is all over for the day, what does he do?" Tommy says, "That's what Mama wants to know." Martin and Al Lamb. Here's an interesting bit of fact. The fact that George Washington lived to the age of 67 after years of hard fighting in the wilderness and equally hard fighting in the government, unhappy in his home and the victim of many diseases, is a mark of his greatness. Nothing but willpower could have got him through. He had diphtheria, smallpox, pleurisy, dysentery, malaria, pneumonia, bursitis, terrible dental trouble, ending up with a set of false teeth which didn't fit, and his death, over which there was much scandal at the time, is now regarded as strep throat. James Monroe and Thomas Jefferson and John Adams all died on July 4th, these little facts. There's a tradition that presidents elected at 20-year intervals die in office. These presidents and the years in which they were elected are William Henry Harrison, 1840, Abraham Lincoln, 1860, James A. Garfield, 1880, William McKinley, 1900, Warren G. Harding, 1920, Franklin D. Roosevelt, 1940, and John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 1960. So long as this is a free man's world, somebody has to lead. Somebody has to carry the ball in word and thought and deed. Somebody's got to knock on doors which have never known a key. Somebody's got to see the things that the throng would never see. Hotter than the thrust from a rocket, somebody's faith must burn. And faster than sound when the rocket's lit, somebody's mind must turn. Somebody's got to get the proof for what the designers plan and test the dreams that the prophets dream in behalf of his fellow man. Somebody's got to think of pay in terms that are more than gold, and somebody has to spend himself to buy what the heavens hold. Somebody's got to leave the crowd and walk with his fears alone. Somebody's got to accept the thorns and weave for himself a crown. It's ever thus, as the ages roll and the records written clear, somebody has to give himself as the price of each frontier. Somebody has to take a cross and climb to a rendezvous where a lonesome man with a will to lead can make the truth shine through. piano and Joe Martin here. Many years ago, Charles Russell, famous Montana cowboy artist, passed away, leaving a collection of Western paintings, which was published later. Will Rogers wrote the introduction for that book of paintings in the form of a letter to his old friend in heaven, and it went like this. Dear Charlie, there ain't much news here to tell you. You know the big boss sent a band over, and they picked you up kind of quick, Charlie. But I guess he needed a good man pretty bad. I hear they've been working shorthanded up there pretty much of the time. I guess it's hard for him to get hold of good men. They're getting scarce everywhere. I bet you hadn't been up there 3 days until you had cut your pencil and was drawing something funny about some of the old cowpunchers. I bet you and Mark Twain and Whitcomb Riley and a whole bunch of those joshers, I bet they're waiting for you to pop in with all the latest stories. What kind of a bird is Washington and Jefferson? I bet they're regular fellas when you meet them, ain't they? Most big men are. I would like to see the bunch that's gathered around you for the first time you tell the story about putting the Limburger cheese in old Nestor's whiskers. Don't tell that, Charlie, until you get Lincoln around you. He would love that. I'll bet you and him kind of throw in together when you get well acquainted. Darn it, when I get to thinking about all those top hands up there, if I could just hold a horse wrangling job with him, I wouldn't mind following that wagon myself. You'll run into an old man up there, Charlie. My dad. A real cowhand. I bet he's running a wagon. And you'll pop into some well-kept ranch house over under some cool, shady trees. And they'll ask you to have dinner. And it'll be the best one you've ever had. And when you're thanking the womenfolk, tell that sweet-looking little old lady that you knew her boy back on an outfit you used to rope for. And tell the daughters that you knew their brother. And Charlie, if you see a cute little rascal running around there, kiss him for his dad. Well, I can't write you anymore, Charlie. Your paper's getting a little wet. Must be raining here in the old bunkhouse. Of course, we're all just hanging on down here as long as we can. I don't know why we hate to go. We know it's better there. Maybe it's because we haven't done anything that will live after we're gone.
Someone it feels to be pressed to an angel's breast when we meet at the rainbow's end.
Joe Martin here along with Al Lamb. This little thought for you. Ages old. Says men will carry guns until they learn to carry the cross.
Joe Martin here. You like motion pictures?
Oh, I love them.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
But they all seem to be the same.
Yeah, I guess so.
Somehow. You know, like the South Sea Island pictures and the jungle pictures, the detective pictures. They're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like South Sea Island pictures?
Oh, I love them.
Do you?
Really? Oh, yes.
They're all the same, though. And the South Sea epic, you know, where the pretty Polynesian girl who tells the hero, me la la pulu. That's always the same.
Yeah.
Me likey you.
Uh-huh.
You know. Me stay and keep house for you, except not in Boston where me censored. Or the other one, too. The jungle picture. This is the one where the gorilla runs away with the heroine.
Yeah, the big gorilla.
Can't they ever have a picture with a lady gorilla running off with a leading man? Huh? Or I like the other one, too. The career picture. The career picture. This is all about the career, you know. The kid who studied hard all her life to come to New York City and captivate the big city falls on the 98th floor of the Empire State Building. She's examined by a team of specialists who take 2 hours to make the startling diagnosis, Henrietta may never dance again. You know, I like these. They're all great. Have a little poem for us, Donna. It's sad for a girl to reach the age when men consider her charmless, but it's worse for a man to reach the age when girls consider him harmless.
It seems to me I've heard that song before. It's from an old Bonnet you score. I know it well, that melody.
It's funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream.
A dream.
dream that brought you so close to me.
I know each word, because I've heard that song before. The lyrics say, forevermore.
Forevermore's a memory.
But tonight it's a delight to have them play it again.
And we'll remember just when we heard each lovely song.
To the last, we'll sing some great songs from the past,
plus a couple of up-to-date ones.
All of them hits, all of them great ones.
But now we'll sing them again.
Do you remember where or when you heard this swinging
at the piano and Joe Martin here. Here's a question for the bride. If you can rise with cheer on every morning to cook a huge big breakfast for your man, if you can sit and watch him read the paper and still smile sweetly when he cries, "No ham." If you can find his hat, gloves, scarf, and overshoes in 60 loving seconds while he shouts, if you can wash his shirts and each one iron and raise a family of growing dogs and sprouts, if you can mop and wax and scrub and vacuum each room and child till they're clean and bright, if you can cook for two and yet be gracious to him who brings surprise friends home at night, if you can mend and patch worn-out clothing and pay the bills and balance all the books, if you can dress with care while horns are blowing and wear your last year's hat with style and looks, if you can give your only cash remaining for guns, fishing rods, or tents, or needless luxury, if you can do all this without complaining, a fine and noble wife you're sure to be.
Is he the only man in the world that you will always love and adore? Look just as good to you morning as he did the night before.
Out of 100 million or two, is he the only one for you?
If he's the
talked about the ifs for the bride. Here's an if for the groom. If you can rise with cheer on every morning
and shave with laundry hanging everywhere. If you can eat burnt toast and wear a smile, if you can kiss your wife with uncombed hair, if you can rush to catch the 8:11 and not be angry when you trip on toys, if you can work all day and still be able to read the paper amidst both talk and noise, if you can mow the lawn and weed the garden and eat a meal of soup and nothing more, if you can story tell till you're weary and still wake up to feed the baby at 4, if you can go without new suits of clothing and wear your socks until your heels show through, if you can shop for her and still not grumble when no one leaves your favorite chair for you, if you can walk the dog when it's raining and yet not curse before the chore is done, if you can do all this without complaining, you'll make a fine family man, my son.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.